Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary friends. Welcome to Behind the Scenes in Hollywood, a Media Village podcast where we bring you exclusive interviews with talented creatives from across entertainment. I'm your host, Juan Ayala, and today we are joined by two of the newest cast members of Prime Video's Emmy-winning comedy series, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which premieres its fifth and final season on Friday, April 14th. Please enjoy my conversation with Reed Scott and Jason Ralph. This season, we get to see so much more of your characters as the roles have expanded. And of course, without getting into spoilers, have there been any moments that you've uncovered that have been particularly surprising for you both as actors?
Surprising? I don't know about necessarily surprising. I think, every day playing this guy was really the biggest surprise was getting the script, like the night before the table read and sort of seeing what they had in store for you a little bit. And it was always, I would read every script and get to the end and I would have a huge smile on my face. It's like, wow, this is going to be another really fun episode to play with all these, these fun little character nuances and the way all the characters in our world kind of interact with each other. I guess the biggest surprise was that they were able to keep delivering that week after week after week after week on the show. It was a blast.
Yeah, I have the same answer.
And with the show being so stylized and I feel like so detail-oriented, these very meticulous shots, these long one-take shots, were you particularly nervous or excited to do them? Or was it just like harkening back to your theater days, just being like, okay, we're gonna do like a little mini play right now?
Well, it's like doing a mini play, but like with no rehearsal, you know? So it's like, it's working on this show is by far the most like difficult and demanding thing I've ever done. Partly because of these wonders and the camera movement and everything is so specific, but also like the dialogue is like so masterfully written and they are very specific about, hitting every word perfectly and for good reason because it's extraordinary and it is so musical and purposeful. And I think it's rare that you encounter something that is like across the board full of so much thought and purpose. And so it is kind of intimidating sometimes to come in and like just try and lift this like sort of beautiful work of art off the page and just try not to ruin it, but it is like I don't know, as demanding as it is, it's also just it was some of the most fun I've had as well.
And I'm a firm believer that with any size role, whether it's like a two-line co-star or a series regular, there's always something to be learned. So what comes to mind as the biggest lesson that you've learned while working on the show?
Oh man, well, for me, I had to really, dig down and do a fair amount of research into, my character and sort of who he's based on, the history of late night television and all that, which I had a decent understanding of before, or thought I did, and then realized, there's so much more to this particular kind of job. It's not just the guy that you see behind the desk, but it's the persona. He's running a business on top of that. He's pushing his right. He's not running the writers' room, but he's pushing the writers in a sense. He's answering to the network. He's trying to push forward a social narrative. He's got a family life. What's that all about? He's got a social life. What's that all about? And all the different faces that he has to show everyone. That was really fun to play with. And then, coming from a show like Veep, I really had to relearn how to be word perfect and how to hit a mark and how to, sort of like dance this dance that Dan and Amy, really craft into every single scene. It was a re-education, but it reinvigorated me as an actor too, because you really had to step up. It's so cinematic that everyone really has to be at the top of their game, and everyone wants to be because they all believe in the show.
And Jason, for you, what's a lesson that you learned while on the show?
I mean, it's just like a good reminder of just like how important the ensemble is. And in a show like this, it's like we're all depending on each other for the alley-oop, or you're doing this wonder, And we had this like huge wonder with Reed where he's just Yeah, this enormous monologue where he's storming kind of through the entire office, and I only had one little line in the whole thing, and I was just like so nervous that I was going to screw it up for him, you know? And I was just like, I don't think I've ever been as nervous for anything in my entire life, like acting, but I was just like, I can't ruin this for him. He's doing so good. I was like a proud mom, like at a soccer game, just like, come on, you're doing so good. And like, because it's so hard and so demanding and I don't know, you he's so good and I just didn't want to fuck it up.
It's quick. The dialogue is very fast paced and it's dense and it changes speeds too at times too. Like sometimes it's a really frenetic and then it slows down and it really is you're dancing with your scene partner or the entire cast if it's like a larger group. And you don't want to be the guy that drops the ball when the ball gets past you. And that goes around to everybody, and everyone has that experience. It's really, I think that's what gels the cast so well, is that we're all in it together, you know, fighting this good fight. And, you know, and just, it's like a sports team, really, like working in concert. It's really cool.
Sometimes it's a great pass, and sometimes it's a hot potato.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You never know where you're going to get. Yeah. But you do 1,000 takes, and you figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've all been in this business for during a time period where things are changing constantly, whether it's streaming or social media, whatever it is. So I'm curious, what have you noticed was maybe the most impactful change that the industry's gone through during your career?
I think giving voices to people that haven't had, you know, the opportunity to, you know, to speak, you know, to women, to minorities, to you know, every walk of life. And that's something that this show in particular has done a really incredible job of, is taking issues that are still incredibly modern and incredibly important and setting that in a time that makes you sort of think about it differently. It shows you how far we've come in a lot of ways, but also how far we really have to go, how, you know, oh, so many things have changed since the 1960s, but at the same time, maybe nothing has. And I think television and film in general right now is having this really long overdue renaissance of digging into these bigger issues. You know, on there are these very sort of micro issues, or what we feel are micro issues, but we're now realizing are impacting our world on a very macro scale. I think giving voices to these smaller experiences is really, really important.
And people, you know, like talk about the show feeling so revolutionary, and like highlighting new things about this time period and new perspectives. And I think like the revolutionary thing about it is just that we're getting to show the perspective from women, you know, and having a show written by, produced by, directed by, edited by women, you know, like helps provide that new perspective. And it's like crazy that it took so long, but it's cool that we're here.
And for any young actors who may be listening, what advice do you have for them if they're trying to break into the industry?
Oh man, that's always a tough one. It's hard. Usually the advice I give is, you know, this business is tough, it's cruel, it's demanding, it's all of those things that you've heard. So you have to ask yourself and know within yourself that this is the only thing that you can do. Because if there's anything else that you can do, you should go do that thing.
Go, please.
But, you know, if this is the kind of art that you have within you, then, you know, you will find a way and stick with it. You know, I give a gambler analogy a lot. I feel like this business is a lot like playing poker. You know, the longer you can stay at the table, the better chance you have of winning. Mm-hmm. So it's not always about, you know, making the big splash up front. But if you really want a career, it's like, how long can you just stay in it? You know, take the smaller jobs, take the classes, learn what you can learn, and just keep evolving, keep evolving, keep evolving. And eventually that wheel comes around and you get your opportunity.
So gentlemen, thank you again. And
Or not, or you just become a star overnight, you know, and then these things happen and it's all out of everyone's control. It's a nightmare of an industry.
Thank you so much and congrats on such a fantastic series. I can't wait for audiences to see this last season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. And that is it from us at Behind the Scenes in Hollywood. Please be sure to visit MediaVillage.com for all of our reviews, interviews, podcasts, and more. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel streams its first three episodes of its final season Friday, April 14th. I'm Hani Ala at MediaVillage.com. Thanks for joining us.